WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump tariffs against Mexico, China, and Canada go into effect tomorrow morning. The president says Americans may feel some pain, but it will be worth it. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with more.
Prices are likely to rise on clothes, appliances, and children's toys, with 85% of all toys in the U.S. made in China. The CEO of toy company Basic Fun tells us the price of a popular toy like a Tonka truck could go up from $30 now to $40 by Christmas.
Donald Trump advisor Elon Musk now has access to the federal government's funding agency. He has been given access to the U.S. Treasury Department's vast payment system. After a fight with the official who oversees the system, that official has now been placed on administrative leave. Staffers at the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, were instructed to stay out of the agency's Washington headquarters today after Elon Musk announced that Donald Trump had agreed with him to shutter the agency. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Could Wisconsin pass a law banning cell phones in schools? Sturgeon Bay Assemblyman Joel Kitchens is sponsoring the measure. It has not been formally introduced yet. It would require school districts come up with ways to keep students from using their devices, phones, laptops, tablets during instructional time. According to a Pew Research survey from last year, more than 70% of high school teachers say devices in class are a major problem. It would be up to each district to decide how they would store students' devices. One of the biggest parts of the pushback to these plans is that parents want their kids to have their phones in case of emergencies. According to Everytown for Gun Safety, there were about 220 school shooting events in America last year. This proposal includes exceptions for emergencies, for students with disabilities, and those who use their devices for health reasons. Indiana, Minnesota, and Ohio have recently passed measures restricting phone use in schools. Meanwhile, the Department of Public Instruction confirmed to me that they've also been looking into phone bans in classrooms. That includes checking out this legislation from other states. Now, they don't have a position either way yet. For now, they're just exploring the issue. And an update on the Madison coyote that was captured and being treated. Last week, it was released back into the wild. This one had been spotted in the Vilas neighborhood, and people could tell it was sick. Turned out, the animal was dehydrated and had lots of parasites. He was treated at Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center. It's rare for them to see coyotes, and when they do, it's often because they were hit by a car. Meanwhile, Wisconsin's premier groundhog says we'll have an early spring. Jimmy the Groundhog made his prediction yesterday in Sun Prairie. I'd like to thank the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration for this. They did the math. Jimmy is the sixth most accurate groundhog in the country. He's right about 60% of the time. Staten Island Chuck is the top rodent forecaster with an 85% accuracy rate. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Another loss for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had the lead but lost at home last night to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Giannis had 30 points, Chris Middleton with 20. Damian Lillard asked how Milwaukee has now lost to the Grizzlies 7 games in a row.
They got a lot of depth, so they're constantly bringing in different bodies, and they all fly around, they crash the glass. You know, to beat a team like this, you got to match that energy.
The Bucks are in Oklahoma City tonight against the Thunder. The Badgers are back home tomorrow night against Indiana. They picked up a win at Northwestern over the weekend. NFL in New Orleans, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl this Sunday. If Kansas City wins, that would make Patrick Mahomes a three-peat champion like Michael Jordan or baseball's Derek Jeter.
Watching them and listening to the things that when they talk about, that's helped shape my career on how I have to work. And obviously, that's a long way, I feel like, still for me to go to be mentioned with those guys, but I'll try to do whatever I can to be close enough as I can be.
That's the Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a little patchy fog out there this morning, and it is going to stay cloudy here for most of the day today. Our high 37 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 18. Tomorrow, cloudy, cooler, 28 by Wednesday. More freezing rain and snow by Wednesday afternoon and night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you You need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000 and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn recusing himself from an Act 10 suit. And we go beyond the cheese in hour number 2. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice.
Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When Democrats got out there and we said that our democracy was really at risk, people were like, oh, Democrats, you're out there, you're gaslighting. It's not our democracy. Well, he did say he'd be a dictator on day one. Oh, Democrats, you know, it's just Trump. He just talks. Well, let me tell you something. He is doing more than talking.
I need 1,000 more Jasmine Crocketts right now. We actually need a little more right this
second. We talked about Project 2025. We talked about the consolidation of power. We talked about how he wanted to be a king. We talked about in a democratic republic, that is not what it is. We have some sort of checks and balances, and he is doing everything that he can to get rid of those checks and balances. The problem is that Americans thought that it was okay to take a full-fledged criminal and make him the president of the United States, and then they want to act aghast when he does criminal things. Let me tell you, we have a thug in charge of the United States, and if we don't wake up, we may not have a United States.
Thank you. That's the way you message. Thank
you. We need
you,
about 400 more of her in the House.
Okay. Let us just start by saying we are just as freaked out and scared as you are. And I have to, baby Bella, I'm sorry you have to start here. Career.
Badass my Bella. Life.
Badass Bella. She is. She's going to need to be badass.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm starting by outing us.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm blowing
please.
Our hole.
Oh, please don't.
Chris lifted me up this weekend. I got knocked down. Chris lifted me up. Because we're going to have to do this for each other. Don't you? I have it right here. I said, you mean the whole world to me. And you said, oh, me too, you. So you can't. It's a writing. I'm going to post it on social media. But seriously, I tried to take a day off, a mental day that we all needed, right? Went for a great bike ride, right. Had my friends over for pizza. So I didn't even see, I'm like, I can't do stories today. Right. So then in the middle of the night, I sent you 6,000 threads and...
It was 9 threads. Pages of
and
threads.
And you were like, did you not, I sent you all these stories already and I just said, I apologize because I said I had to take a break. But then I texted you back and I said, Chris, I'm really scared. I said, I'm actually scared, and I don't know how to make all of this funny. Like, this is the weekend it felt like it really stopped being anything funny. You know, we are in a full-on coup.
I don't think anything's been
You know what you did?
Funny.
You Bella Carolla'd me. You said, you can do it. You can do it, Steffi. Get up. We'll do it together.
I think I used an obscenity.
You did. Well, we always do that.
Okay. Anyway, you know.
I'm telling you, I believe children of the future. We're so excited about... Badass Bella being, I'm because it is full on terrifying. I don't know about you, Chris. You were talking about having Canadian friends. Every family member, friend, everybody I know either texted or called me this weekend, freaking the out.
Yeah.
And you are. What can I say other than you are right? If you're not freaked out the out right now, you're not paying attention. And that's what when you get knocked down, you got to get back up. And if you need help from your friends like Chris, like I did. And, you know, I try to lift people up when they're down.
I'm not going to be of much help in the future. So,
well,
you know, take that one.
You're generally of no help. But yeah. I just meant on this rare occasion. I'm kidding.
But, like I said to you this morning, when you walked into this room, he's already screwing things up. And people are taking notice. The market is going to tank.
I mean,
when
Chris,
it opens today.
There's people saying, I'm more scared than after 9/11. It is, yes. You're talking, I mean, the Goldman Sachs, people are betting that there's going to be a crash. There are people running to the bank to get their cash out. I'm like, this mother is going to cause bank runs, a depression, a stock market crash. God knows what. We're in a trade war already. Canada? We're blaming Canada? We're in South Park. We're getting booed. The United States, the national anthem got booed at a hockey game.
At the Toronto Raptors game, that's basketball.
Well, whatever. Something with a ball. Some sports ball.
He doesn't even have a ball.
Sports ball. I know. I pucked up.
See
what I did there?
I kind of did.
I know.
Okay. That was iffy.
Okay. So because again, we always say, I don't know what's distracting from what. I'm going to say this, Elon Musk seizing the entire United States Treasury and our Social Security, Medicare payments. I'm going to say that should be job one right now, right? Because I get most of my news from social media first, because I can't even do, I have to do some cable news because it's our job, but I don't have it on all the time. So I sent you this. Treasury Secretary gave representatives of the so-called Department of Government Efficiency full access to the federal payment system late Friday. The same day they purged the DOJ, the FBI, the media outlets have been kicked out of the Pentagon. I mean, this is the most rapid America shooting itself in the I've ever
In the D word?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is, we just shot ourselves because I can't.
The D word or the C word?
Yes.
I mean,
sure,
you're a girl.
Sure, yeah.
We believe in gender equality.
We do.
Thank you, Bella. She's the head of our DEI.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Be scared.
And the head of our own Doge, too.
It's so, these memes, I can't get enough. Once you realize he was installed by Russia to destroy America from within without firing a shot, everything he does makes sense. Everybody's quoting Khrushchev. We will take America without firing a shot. You couldn't be doing it any more deliberately if you were trying, right? Like we were saying, he already changed from it's not, first of all, barely any fentanyl comes over the border. This trade war.
Of Canada.
Yes, makes
right.
Zero sense.
Right.
Well, first of all, the vast majority comes from American citizens at legal ports of entry. Yeah. It's like less than 0.1%. So now he's already said, oh, no, it's not fentanyl. They need to be the 51st state. So far this weekend, if you're reviewing, he's threatened to take over Panama or the canal or something very powerful is going to happen.
Yeah.
Sent Margo Rupio to say we're taking the Panama Canal. Threaten Canada saying it's about you have to become the 51st state and then I won't do tariffs. What did I miss one?
Have we forgotten about Greenland?
Drunkie McGreepy, the head of the Defense Department, is talking about invading Mexico. Like, yes, that's not off the table is what he said. So if you, this is as bad as you think. By the way, I kept thinking all weekend, we're going to get Frank Flaguzzi on. He said we are significantly less safe for so many. Another plane fell out of the sky ever since he gutted the. I was going to book a ticket to go see my big sister, my oldest sister. I didn't book it. I'm like, I'm terrified to fly while he's still president.
Frank Flaguzzi is booked for hour one tomorrow.
Thank you, Frank. I mean, anyway, I was thinking, oh, well, this is a perfect time for our enemies to attack. You know, this is exactly why, look what's going on. When they take all of their, attention from everything except the border, when you gut the Federal Aviation Safety Committee and you fire the head of the FAA, once again because of Elon Musk, right?
Right.
And freeze hiring of air traffic controllers. Like, what do you think's going to happen? But so now, all we care about is, border. Chris Jackson tweeted, NORAD confirms fighter jets were scrambled from Alaska and Canada after Russian warplanes were spotted in the Arctic region. Mm-hmm. You'd think Sarah Palin would have given us a heads up, but no.
No.
That dumb bitch. Remember when Trump said this wouldn't happen on his watch? It's only week two, and here we are. Our adversaries can smell the incompetence from continents away.
Right.
If you were trying to weaken America from within, you couldn't write a better plan. Mm-hmm. Am I missing anything? USA, they just shut. This is all, in case you're wondering, this is all illegal. It's all illegal. They're shutting down USAID. Congress appropriates these things. I'm telling you, Chris, here's the thing. Now is not the time. We're all scared. So it's not time not to be scared, but it's the time to get loud and get louder, not get quieter and more fearful. Call my friend Fran is sending a template around. Call all of your representatives.
Call them.
And tell them, first of all, that's what we all should agree on. Someone unelected should not have control of all of our money and our private information, right?
Yes. And might I say, call your congresspeople's offices, because that gets a lot more done than an email does.
Right.
An email often just gets sent to wherever. But if you call, it goes on a log, and most members of Congress are given the top three topics about what people are calling about that day. That gets attention.
I get, Chris, everybody's like, because I do get a little like, we get scream sometimes about, like, we wish we had more Jasmine Crockett's and AOC's in terms of messaging, but please do not let them, don't turn on Democrats, because if we're going to be totally lost as a country. But you do have to urge them to speak louder and with more urgency, and you got to tell Republicans, you either 25th Amendment or impeach this mother, or we're going to put you in the dustbin of history in the midterms. And I get it, that's a long time from now, but we have to do all of the above.
Right.
You got to scream louder. You got to say, what is an unelected billionaire doing with access to the United States Treasury? I mean, okay, go ahead.
Sorry. No. I was going to say the Rude Pundit, who we're going to be talking to in a few minutes.
Liberal Redneck.
Has a new piece this morning, and he's saying that our Democratic leaders need to be a lot louder than they are right now.
Yeah.
Need to match our outrage and our fear.
Right. But again, Democrats alone can't fix this. If you really believe in America First, Republicans, then do something. Stop this madman.
No.
I've got, Peggy Noonan's new case. Republicans are terrified. Privately, of course, they are terrified. Mm-hmm. They're anxious. They know that he's a madman, too. So do something about your madman. I mean, because of course you go, what's the point of impeachment, blah, 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 25th Amendment's not going to happen. Well, what if we demand it, I don't know what else we can do except file, like Rude Pundit says, lawsuit after lawsuit, get loud, obstruct everything, stop this. Someone has to stop this madman.
I don't know that I would put too much faith in the 25th Amendment, because
those
requirements
all of the above
are so strict that I don't think.
How many countries does he have to threaten to invade? I mean, Malcolm Nance said it. Hitler dismantled democracy in 53 days.
But he also put a whole bunch of yes men in his cabinet, and his cabinet needs to go along with the 25th Amendment. So I don't think we should put too much faith in that.
I'm asking for an all of the above, because that's what they want. This is why, I look to other people to lift me up. AOC said, I honestly believe our most powerful position in a toxic time that feeds on cynicism, apathy, and despair is to genuinely care and act for a better world. Cynicism is our enemy. We should check it, including on the left. It's not intellectually superior. It's the virus they're trying to infect us with. Thank you. Someone, I love this one. They said, my ability or my desire to stay informed is conflicted with my desire to stay sane. Yeah. And I get it. I get the just wanting to check out. But, oh, my God, we just can't.
Don't doom scroll. Do not doom scroll.
Oh, well.
I know.
Let me just see show you what I put. Chris
and
Boyd
all of
weekend.
Those arrived at like 1 in the morning.
Oh, that's when they arrived in here.
Oh, great.
It's just Mike from Pennsylvania was the first one I saw. President Musk pushing out a top Treasury official because the official denied access to a system used by the government to make payments. Look like Musk and Felon 47 are trying to loot the Treasury. That was Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, same thing. I can't even be forgiven if you can't keep up, because he just opened dams in California and tried to flood us because he's a vindictive motherfucker. First of all, the fires are 100% contained. Secondly, that doesn't even go to Los Angeles,
right.
That water. And the right. farmers are like, stop, you're flooding. Without state authority, he has the federal government go in and open it just to prove some stupid point.
And so Northern California lost two reservoirs because they were ordered to empty them.
Right.
So Northern California has less water now than they did before.
He is a complete effing madman. Senator Padilla, who's our senator for that area, said Trump just ordered two dams open to levels that would have flooded the Central Valley communities and farms, all to justify his lies about the L.A. fires. These rivers don't even flow to Los Angeles. Nope. The incompetence isn't just staggering. It's dangerous. It's not even incompetence. It's petty, vindictive lunacy that isn't it weird, Chris? Because it feels like that's what, the floodgates open this weekend, starting Friday.
So to speak.
Literally in California.
Yeah.
But the Friday night massacres, all of it. Another plane dropping out of the sky. You're just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
The sky literally is falling.
Yeah.
Sorry to be Chicken Little, but oh, my God. So I got a little giggle from Bella.
I love Chicken Little.
See, I told the guy that owns the show, she's one of the things that gives me hope.
Yes.
Look at this. 22 years old. Impressive young lady. Wants to step into this show now.
A wise woman once said, I believe the children are the future.
I did say that. And then that bitch, Whitney Houston, stole it from me. Probably got a Grammy for it. Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right. So everything you're feeling, yes, yes, and yes. Do something. Get loud. 21 minutes after the hour, this port. We're going to have to be the media. We're going to have to be all of it. Mm-hmm. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Speaking of getting loud, FFRF, or Freedom From Religion Foundation. If you feel like, OMG, how many friends have texted me this weekend? Oh, my God, it's Handmaid's Tale. Yes, this creeping Christian nationalism and the truly terrifying things they're trying to do state by state, it is no better time than to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Thank you. By joining you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, advocacy for reason and science. Yikes. When you become a member, you're joining a movement, and you get access to their Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Remember, we still have that, technically, the constitution. Yeah.
No.
FFRF.us/Miller today, or text my last name Miller to 511-511. That's FFRF.us/Miller, or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Eek, I just spewed on my dashboard again. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes. Why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That is a big deal if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise. CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite is the CBD Relief Stick because I'm always overdoing it exercise. Once you try it, you're going to wonder how you ever got by without it. 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. We trust CB Distillery. You will, too. If you're still turning to remedies straight out of your grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. Right now, save 20% with the promo code Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last April, federal cybersecurity agency CISA issued warnings to election officials on how to combat a Russian online scheme to mislead American voters in the 2024 election. CISA is now under attack by its own administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act was signed by President Donald Trump in 2018, with part of its mission to protect election systems. It played a vital role in hardening state and local computer systems prior to the 2024 election, supporting state election officials, and monitoring hacking and disinformation campaigns perpetrated by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. After the 2020 election, it refuted Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was manipulated. Trump fired its director, and CISA was targeted by Project 2025 for a dramatic overhaul, with some conservatives calling for the agency's elimination. Just before inauguration, President Biden issued an executive order requiring new CISA cybersecurity standards be implemented, but Trump immediately revoked it January 20th. CISA's highly qualified director, Jen Easterly, resigned on Inauguration Day. New Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, said in her confirmation hearing, CISA had strayed from its mission by monitoring disinformation. As governor of South Dakota, she refused federal funding to harden cyber systems, calling it wasteful spending. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
YouAreTheSpokesperson.com.
Stephanie Miller.
All right. Okay. So, 6,543 around and find out. Uh-huh. I'm starting to have friends say that their Trumper friends are already saying, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." Mm-hmm. And I said, yes, number one Google search, people who regret voting for Trump.
Yeah.
My ex, I actually sent her, you know, she has asthma.
Uh-huh.
First story out of Wisconsin, guy died. His asthma inhaler went from $35 to $600, whatever, went without medication for several days, died.
Yep.
I said, I want to strangle every mother who voted for the sociopath. And she said, I'm already having Trumper friends say, oh, my God. And I said, I told you so. And they're like, I know, I didn't listen. Mm-hmm. We are not yet 2 weeks in, not till noon today Eastern.
Right.
So if you think you're taking crazy pills, you're not. Ruth posts, between the tariffs, the idiotic threats to Canadian and Danish sovereignty, the destruction of USAID, the undermining of NATO, it's hard to see what the Trump administration would have done differently in their first 2 weeks if their aim were to destroy U.S. power and global influence. Grandpa Fan says it's a coup. That's the only thing that explains everything that's going on. The person in power is working to take power permanently. Your constitution is dead unless you revolt now. Mm-hmm. FBI, OMB, FAA, DOJ, it's a coup by the party in power. It's a coup that never stopped, Chris. It's not starting.
Right.
Never stopped. It started on January. He just let out all. By the way, another January 6th rioter that he pardoned was just arrested for killing someone drunk driving.
Yep.
I don't know what we're up to now.
People will start noticing once it starts hitting their wallet and their pocketbook.
Yeah.
This is the
asthma inhaler story. No, he didn't die, quote unquote, as the headline said. He was forced to go 5 days without his medication, and it killed him. Mm-hmm. People are going to die. Some of us are not going to survive this. And it is, You say you want the revolution. It may not be televised, but we better get to it. Rude Pundit has some marching orders for us,
yep.
And I know a lot of folks have thoughts. We'll get you try to get everybody in we can. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller's show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Starting today, members of the Ho-Chunk Nation can get their tribal ID and passports for free. Tribal leaders are concerned about members being caught up in the Trump administration's immigration efforts and want to make sure they have all the proper identification to protect themselves. Here's Melissa Kay.
President Greendeer stated in his executive order that this is in response to the Trump administration prioritizing a policy focused on the mass deportation of unauthorized immigrants and the identity verification concerns among members of the Ho-Chunk Nation. The Heritage Preservation Department Enrollment Division will maintain the responsibility to ensure validity and safety of ID processing and disbursement. All tribal IDs paid for after January 20th are eligible for reimbursement. Tribal members and their first-line descendants will also be reimbursed for all costs associated with securing a U.S. passport. Ho-Chunk Nation President John Greendeer.
It's my belief that a U.S. passport will serve as the most valid form of United States identification.
He stated that they are working with Homeland Security and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol to collaborate to create a tribally enhanced identification card. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
And props to us here in the Midwest. Apparently, we have some of the healthiest teeth in the country. A new analysis from Wallet Hub considers the cost of dental work, the number of dentists per capita, and how many people are suffering from dental issues. The analysis says Wisconsin is the third best state in the nation for dental health. Here in Wisconsin, we have the lowest rates in the nation of people who have trouble sleeping due to oral health problems and of people who have to take time off because of dental issues. Wisconsin has the third lowest cost in the country for routine cleanings. The top states overall are Illinois and Minnesota. The states with the worst dental health are Mississippi, Arkansas, and West Virginia. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a little patchy fog out there this morning, and it is going to stay cloudy here for most of the day today. Our high 37 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 18. Tomorrow, cloudy, cooler, 28 by Wednesday. More freezing rain and snow by Wednesday afternoon and night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Dane County Humane Society is your local, independent, donor-supported animal shelter. Your contributions provide care and comfort to thousands of animals each year. To support animals' need at DCHS, visit giveshelter.org/donate.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin-based comedian Eli Pills and Nightlight frequent flyer, musician, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
.gov.
Sleazy Adam Schiff, you know, corrupt this, corrupt that. I can't remember what else was in that first tweet, but I was
quite desperate to respond. I was on the House floor, and my colleague Mike Thompson from Napa grabs my arm and he says, Adam, you should tweet back, Mr. President, when they go low, we go high, go f*** yourself. And believe me, I was sorely tempted.
Okay, we have reached that point. Yep. We have reached, this is how I like my resistance. Rude pundit tweets, every payment I send to the government will now have a notation that reads, tell Elon to suck my... That's how you...
That's, no.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Say rude. Don't say
it wasn't one thing, it was balls.
Right.
Yeah. Which is funnier.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the driver that when ICE came, he told him to gargle his...
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
He said, gargle my... Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over your jingle.
Ball that it's cut off from the rest of it?
Yes. I can't, you know, you can't really, I guess I can, use balls that close to another thing that sucks. Okay, so anyway, rude.
Oh, boy.
We were just talking off air, and God bless you for your piece, because you just said no to Democrats. We are freaking out. I mean, it's everybody I know. Every family or every friend is calling me. Like, we have some inside information. Right? I'm like, no, I'm going through this in real time. Just like you are.
And what would that inside information be? That we know where the where the polonium is coming in for the tea?
There's so many great analogies. I loved yours. It's so perfect, though. You said, I feel like we're all locked in a burning Tesla and the entire operating system has failed and we can't unlock the doors and we're trying to break the windows to get out. Yes, we're in a self-driving Tesla that has exploded. I mean, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, and we're freaking out, we're panicking, we don't know what to do, and until somebody comes along, there's nothing we can do.
We need some leadership.
We can go for a general strike,
which
we should do, but we be ready, because we know that they think they can shoot protesters.
Right. I agreed with every single thing you posted. You said, I swear to, if Democrat ever gets to be president again, they better immediately arrest all these hold them at Gitmo until they can be prosecuted. I mean, Adam Schiff asked, I think it was during the Cash Patel thing, how did we get here? Well, there's a lot of answers to that, but how did we get here? We're about to put someone in charge of the FBI who made a music video with people who assaulted police officers.
And then pretended he didn't know, who lied under oath, repeatedly. Didn't just refuse to express an opinion, but openly lie.
While the FBI purge is going on, saying he's not going to have an enemies list. And it's not just that they're purging them, Rude. It looks like they're getting ready to prosecute them. Mm-hmm. And these are people who just took an assignment. They're federal employees that were given January 6th as their assignment. They're going to be fired and then possibly prosecuted for doing their job. I mean, that's...
Well, there's no law that they broke. The idea is to punish them financially by making them have to lawyer up and all of that and go through whatever kinds of things that the Justice Department lawyers put them through.
Yeah.
But there's no law they broke in investigating a crime unless they planted evidence or something like that, which we know they didn't do, because if they had, we'd have friggin' heard about it by now.
Right. Well, yeah, that's the point we're at. We're at the point that they're going to plant weed. Go, oh, look, we found weed. You said it's important to remember that Hitler went after people with disabilities first. It started with sterilization and went to murdering them pretty quickly. The way Trump and his vile regime talk about disabled people is giving me serious eugenics vibes. The 53 days it took Hitler to dismantle democracy feels pretty on point to me.
Yeah,
at this point.
The way that Trump went on after the plane crash about people who weren't qualified because of some disability in the executive order, in the policy that was put into place under him. And when he listed all of these disabilities that they could hire under, not hire air traffic controllers, just hire people to work somewhere FAA.
Yeah.
That list was the list that was put in place by him.
Oh, my God. Of course. No, of course.
And when you're talking intellectual disability, they went on about people with intellectual disabilities. I'm like, is autism? Because Elon Musk, I'm not disparaging. I'm saying if you're going to disparage, then look at what you're doing, too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, as you said, stop calling me racist, say the people who voted for the guy who blames every problem on blacks and Latinos. Yeah. I mean, what does it say in the year of our Lord, 2025? The female helicopter pilot's family wanted at first to keep her name private, knowing that Trump will target her and blame her, right? I mean, I was just on a flight, by the way, to D.C., that same flight into Reagan a couple weeks ago for Sexy Liberal, and there was a female pilot. And I had a moment with her and the female flight attendant, and I was like, woohoo, yay for lady pilots. And like she laughed, and we all like, you know, high-fived and whatever. And I thought, like, but this is the country that he's created in less than 2 weeks. Where I read another in the F around and find out stack. Sorry, just that female Republicans that are getting fired are apparently upset because they're like, oh, I thought they were just targeting race.
Right.
Welcome to your hate, baby. You're giving birth to, as Frangela says.
Stands for. Guess what's in that diversity and equity thing there?
Yeah.
And you know, to be honest, I love it when it's a female pilot because I'm thinking, oh, I bet they've been trained more recently than some of these decrepit old white guys.
Yeah.
The other thing is the pilot of the American Airlines, or you know, the flight that was being run for American Airlines, was Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
So of course, this is somebody who was well trained, had tons of experience. And they're jumping on him and his and attacking him, and his family had to come out with a statement. Somebody who grew up in New York City is of Puerto Rican descent and getting all the hate in the world despite being a long time and apparently well-trained and experienced pilot.
Yeah. You so many great, terrifying, depressing points you made this week, Rude.
Oh, thank you.
You said,
thank
so you. Will they stop Medicare for DEI seniors? You said Tennessee GOP supermajority passed a bill that would criminalize local officials such as city council members or county commissioners who cast a vote for any local immigration sanctuary policy. So that's how it's getting already. I mean, it is literally like today in fascism, right?
Yeah. And I mean, all these things, you know, every one of these things is an attack on the First Amendment, because what people are being punished for is often their speech and their beliefs.
Yeah.
And they're being punished for saying, well, you know, let's look into the crimes of Donald Trump.
Yeah. We're what, almost 45 minutes into the show, Chris. I didn't even mention them. Did I? I'm kicking out all the, you know, regular news organizations out of the Pentagon and putting in mostly Trump-friendly Breitbart and, right?
Yep.
It's because, you know, so they'll just, you know, comment on our great and glorious leaders and glorious victories, and we've always been at war with East Asia now, you know. What do you call it? FCC, this is getting close to home. FCC investigating NPR and, what is it, PBS? Mm-hmm. I mean.
Yep. Okay. Nice job on that right turn there, NPR. You know, always getting rewarded for doing their bidding.
Thank you. So let's get to your marching orders. So it's so good. You're just about, you know, don't Democrats. We are freaking them out. Chris and I talked about this last week, and I hate to say it because I like Chuck Schumer. I think he's good. But you just said stop putting Chuck Schumer out there. Just stop. we always play Jasmine Crockett. And AOC, because it's not chronological age, Rudy. I keep saying it. It's not ageism, because I'm old as dirt.
Elizabeth Warren is older
it's
than
the way,
Chuck.
Yes, it's exactly. It's the way of communicating. It's old way of doing things, old way of communicating that I think is killing us. And I because you're right. They're right on the issues. It's not like they're not all saying the right things, right?
Well, they're not saying the right things. Trying to make things, they're not seeing the actual issue, and they're not putting it out there in a way that is as alarming as things are.
Right.
You know, Chuck Schumer did a series of tweets,
Democrats are the last people to blame for where we are now.
I'm not blaming Democrats. I'm saying that some of them are using social media really, really well.
Yes.
I'm saying that's the start. Yeah. That's just the beginning of what you do. And for so many, it seems like that's the limit right there.
Yeah.
By the way, the Dow Jones has opened lower, 534 points.
They're betting. Goldman Sachs put out. I said this earlier. Put out. They're betting on a crash. The American economy crashing.
they're betting the short. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they're, look at me. I sound fancy. Yeah. I just watched a movie once called The Big Short.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. You say,
so
I know.
Everybody's an economic expert.
I was glad to read. I'm telling you, Rude, you're one of the people holding me up. You know, that I just like, we're all trying to hold each other up and look to each other for, you know, inspiration or what to have to do. You said, I know so many people who are scared to death or freaking out about all the ways the administration, Trump, a.k.a. Elon's meat puppet, is working with their lives like a deranged child pulling the wings off moths. A dear friend with a trans teen is making plans to leave the country. Someone close to me who runs a food bank in an area church where many of the people who get meals and groceries are undocumented. They're getting training for what to do if ICE shows up. At my university, we've been good and given guidance, reminding us that the university requires a judicial warrant or any federal or local law enforcement official who comes to campus seeking to make an arrest. I mean, it is hard to put into words how the freaked out people are, right?
Yeah, and this is, and as I say, this is
by design.
What's that?
I said by design.
Yeah,
but this is just me up here in my blue enclave, surrounded by people that are mostly like-minded. I mean, my friends in Louisiana and Tennessee are like, we don't know what to do, you know, because our state has turned on us. We thought the federal government used to have our backs,
right.
And now not even that. So
yeah, you talked about your friends in the MAGA states of America. You said it's being held in the pit in the basement by the killer from Silence of the Lambs, and you fall asleep and Freddy Krueger shows up.
Oh God!
And you're not even from this movie. Serial killers from other movies are showing up.
There's nowhere to go. There's nobody to turn to.
Right.
You know, what are they going to criminalize next? What are they going to criminalize when it comes to abortion rights? And what are they going to do with spending? That's the other thing, is if they can get away with just going in and shuttering USAID, then what comes next?
There are diseases developing overseas. Somewhere in my 60,000 tweets and threads, but that's what that money's for. Otherwise, it's going to come here. That's how Ebola got here. That's how COVID got here. I mean, it's
and if he can get away with that, that's. Can I just say there was one thing that Jon Stewart said last week that really pissed me off. And not again. He's often great and everything, but when he poo-pooed the idea that when Trump fired the U.S. attorneys. And or no, the inspectors general, when he fired the inspectors general, that he was like, oh, but the law said 30 days and he didn't wait 30 days to fire them. So why are we freaking out? And I'm like, we're freaking out because if you let him break the law,
that
just says it's okay to break the
Thank
law.
Thank you.
If there are no consequences for breaking all. And that's what we're seeing now with USAID.
Yes.
Is
well, it's illegal. It's not, okay.
But what comes next? Do you stop sending, you know, financial aid to students that go to institutions that have DEI programs?
Right.
I mean, what do you do?
Right. I mean, let's get your Steffi's book club.
Okay.
Because people don't read. That's how Donald Trump got to be president.
Yes.
Listen to this. Such good stuff. You just said Democrats, you need to act. You need to do something that makes us feel like you see you as a genuine resistance. And by that, I don't mean just posting videos explaining tariffs.
Exactly.
They're the icing on the resistance cake. Now bake the cake.
Yes.
Trump and his poisonous minions like to say the American people elected Trump to do all the we're doing. Although, come on, not exactly this. Like having Elon Musk take over large parts of the functioning of the government in a de facto coup. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Nobody voted for this.
No.
You said you have to show us action, even action that fails. That's the key, is those of us go, oh, we're only 2 weeks in, and yeah, you don't have the votes to impeach and blah, blah, blah. But you just said, so we know you have our backs as we go through this. There's actually quite a bit Democrats can do. If much of it's symbolic, well, symbolic acts inspire people. Have constituents in Republican states and districts flood their senators and representatives with calls. Thank you. I opened the show with that. Get them out to town hall meetings. Make Republicans feel the heat of an angry electorate.
Yep.
File more lawsuits. Make a big public deal about them and their purpose. Make sure you tie them to the Democratic Party, saying they're trying to solve the problems the GOP is creating. Demand arrests of people who violate the law, like, you know, Elon Musk. That's a cyber attack. What just happened?
Yeah.
Said do something like going down to the Department of Treasury, demanding to be allowed to have access to the same records Musk is getting. Get arrested trying to do it if you have to. Most of all, stop making nice with the bastards. Do not support a single nominee. Make Republicans own it all. Thank you.
Yeah.
go ahead.
Here's my thing. The people with the power of the purse need to start wielding that power.
Yeah. Even right. Republicans go, I get it that you're in a cult and you're terrified of him. You know, thanks, Peggy Noonan, for all your, Republicans privately are terrified as we are. Do something. Unless you want your party to go into the dustbin of history, you've got to stop this, Matt. He's your madman.
Right. And how far do we have to go before Republicans act? And I don't know. I don't know where that is, how much they're going to hear from people. You know, when the auto plants start shutting down because they can't get the parts from Canada that they were getting, what is that going to be enough?
We're going to try to rebuild here in California. You know what lumber is going to cost to try to rebuild in Los Angeles after these fires? I mean, so you just said don't play on their field. Bring the ball to your home stadium. Make them come here. It sucks. Everything sucks right now, and every day is lining up for the next forced face-fucking from these felonious freaks. It's going to suck for a long time, so we need Democrats to get out there in real life, not just online, and rally us. We need you to do that, or a hell of a lot of us are going to be lost in our fear. That's the worry. I get it. And Chris had to lift me up this weekend. I'm like really effing scared.
I'm not good at that.
He's not. He's better at beating me down. He beats me down.
I'm cynical AF.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. But them arms, they can carry Steffi. those guns can be used for good as well as evil.
Sure, absolutely.
But this is, this is exactly what they want, right? Despair. That's exactly what they're pounding. That's why they're overwhelming us, right?
If I can keep speaking in metaphors, they want us to put our heads in the sand so we don't see the tide coming in.
Yep, exactly. Oh, that was very good.
And it wasn't dirty.
Right? I know.
Although there was head was mentioned.
They want us to put our head in the sand so they don't see it when somebody comes up behind us.
Okay.
All right, goodbye. Get out.
Read his piece this
while
week.
While university professors are still legal,
read his piece this week. It's incredible.
Yep. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Lean. Oh, my God. I have an unsolicited testimonial. Hang on. Hold, please.
Robin?
Yes, my nephew Robin. Yeah. Hang on. Texting with my sister Mary. Hold, please. Texted. I said, forgot to ask, is the Lean product helping Robin? I said on the air he's lost a few pounds and he's going to be a lean, mean gaming machine. He's going to be a gaming designer.
That's right.
Mary said, yes, he's lost 14 pounds in exactly 1 month, January 1st to the 31st. He looks so much better. I said, oh, my God, that's so fantastic. She said, but he's still sticking to his diet, hopes to lose a bunch more. I said, so exciting.
That's awesome.
Yay.
Yay, Robin.
Yay, baby Robin. I'm telling you, this is what it does.
Fly, Robin, fly.
Yes. The science behind Lean is impressive. It is, right? It helps you maintain healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, helps burn fat by converting fat to energy. It is the real deal, created by a medical doctor and a university researcher. Non-prescription, that's natural ingredients, work in all of those same ways that shots do, but with less of the no side effects.
Right.
If you're ready to lose weight a smarter way, let's go. TakeLean.com. The code is Stephanie20. Type in Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacement, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
Looking to turn your valuables into cash this Valentine's Day? Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins is here for you since 1985. Look for the big green awning on the corner of 4701 Monona Drive. Gordy buys your coins, gold, silver, watches, stamps, silver dollars, and paper currency. They buy, sell, trade, and repair, offering top dollar and paying cash for gold. Stop by today and experience the difference. Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins. Call 608-221-4242.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the 3 major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
And the Ad Council.
Flexibility. This portion of the show brought to you by Flexibility.
Oh.
Do you like flexibility?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about yoga. You know, stamps.com.
Okay.
Right? Tedious tasks like sending certified mail invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's.
Right.
Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you decide when and where you invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business only you can do. Like here at Stephanie Miller International, things only Stephanie Miller can do. Stamps.com handles all your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Have more flexibility in your life. Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. Don't forget the code is Stephanie. Jenny in Florida. Hello, Jenny. Oh, Baltimore. Jenny in Baltimore. It's my giggling whore.
The giggling whore.
Hi, giggling whore.
Hi. Hi.
Go ahead.
I'm calling because I can't even, and...
Oh, she literally stopped being able to even just right there.
Wow, that's unfortunate.
She literally stopped being able to even.
Maybe Trump had her deported for being a whore.
Okay. Vince says, Fox News, there was a bit of a market reaction. You can see the Dow off more than 200 points. You'll see right about the time Carolyn Leavitt confirmed these tariffs will begin tomorrow. That's when you saw the Dow sell off. Although now, apparently, Fox News is telling us it's patriotic to pay more.
for, remember it was just a few weeks ago, it was Trump is going to make everything less expensive. And even Trump said, oh, there's going to be pain, but it's all make America great, blah, blah.
The market is now down 600 points.
Right, but it's patriotic to pay more. Yeah. Remember that, MAGA. 58 minutes after the hour. Liberal Redneck coming up.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and have an all-new What's Worse. Your chance to call in, have your voice heard. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Elon Musk now has access to the federal government's funding agencies. ABC's Christiane Cordero explains.
Sources confirming that Elon Musk has been given access to the U.S. Treasury Department's vast payment system. The move essentially puts the government's multi-trillion dollar checkbook in the hands of the world's richest man, and his message about wasteful government spending has been clear.
Your money is being wasted, and the Department of Government Efficiency is going to fix that.
The official who oversaw the federal payment system has been placed on administrative leave after he resisted giving Musk and Doge officials access to the system.
Staffers at USAID were instructed to stay out of that agency's Washington headquarters after Musk announced that President Trump had agreed with him to shut down the agency. The tariffs against Mexico, Canada, and China will go into effect first thing tomorrow. Ontario Premier Doug Ford announcing he's ripping up a contract with Elon Musk's Starlink Internet services. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you.